Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I know it's not your thing.
What's up?
Because you'd rather big fat guys do it fake than smaller guys do it for real.
Wow.
But is there any interest in the Roberts household in McGregor Poirier 2 or no?
Not really. I've tried to watch MMA. Zippo. I've ordered events. It just doesn't do it for me. I guess I like it fake. You're right.
Yeah, huh? This is the fight. You know, they already fought once, but it's been, 6 years since they last fought.
Are you into it?
Well, I do love MMA.
Right.
I did once host a show called MMA Uncensored Live.
I do recall that.
With my main man, Nate Rockquarry, who's out there in Oregon getting it done. Yeah, I'm into it because I like MMA. My kids like MMA. So we'll watch it tomorrow.
Right. Fight Island. Everybody wants to know, will it be a quick KO or will Dustin react revenge for his loss 6 years ago? Bum, 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 da, da, da.
McGregor's good for sport, though, man, because he's a lunatic.
Well, no, he's crazy. He's got some personality. I find it boring. The reason why fake is so good is you can purposely make it exciting. You know what I mean? Like, you said something earlier. It was a good point as we were talking about who you root for in a football game. You're there for the drama. You're there for the moment. You're not guaranteed that sometimes. In pro wrestling, they kind of fix it so that you do have that drama. You know what I mean?
With McGregor, you always get it.
Well, you get the attitude aspect of it.
McGregor, listen.
The craziness of it.
You're going to see a lot of blood. It's either going to be a really quick submission, a knockout, or a lot of blood.
How late is it? How late's the fight?
I think it starts at 10 o'clock. It's a pay-per-view, obviously.
Oh, so then that fight won't be till midnight, right?
All right. Around there. Depends how the other fights go. But I figure 11:30, 12 o'clock, Saturday night, Fight Island.
How much is a fight like that?
$60.
$60?
Yeah. Usually $59.95. Right. Got to get it right under 60. Right. That's it, yeah. So you would not spend the $60 on it, would you?
I mean, I spent the money on the Tyson-Roy Jones fight.
Which is
Nate
why
Robinson
it's so
thing.
Fascinating to me that you wouldn't spend the money on this.
Because I find boxing more entertaining than MMA. And I know I'm the last of the dying breed here in saying that, but I do.
But you're going to have a whole bunch of fights, though, dude.
Yeah, but I just don't find it entertaining.
By the way,
before anyone tweets me, wrestling is fake, I know it is. I get it. I'm merely saying, just my opinion, I don't find this entertaining.
Listen, you like what you like.
You like what you like.
Yeah, you can't have anyone tell you what to like. You like what you like.
That doesn't stop people from telling you anyway.
It's $60 for the fight. How many fights are on the undercard, Big Mac? I know that they'll start off probably, you know, ESPN Plus, I guess. And then they'll go to the pay-per-view. Some of it's going to be free. I don't know how much, though. So, in any event, it's Saturday night. I'll be watching that.
All right.
Which means I'm going to bed crazy late Saturday night.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Sunday, though, the good thing about Sunday is that, you know, the games start late.
Yes.
So you ain't got to worry about nothing. You wake up late, have a late brunch.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Play with your kids, stare at your iPad while the kids want to do stuff.
No, our Sunday morning activities, we drive to New York City and watch the subways. I kid you not. Don't have enough time to do that during the week, but on weekends, Manhattan Bridge, there's a great spot. If your kid likes to see subways, I got a great spot for you. Right before the entranceway on the Brooklyn side of the Manhattan Bridge, there's a nook. In that nook, you are feet away, Craig, from subway zooming by. So if you're a kid or you're John Minko and you're really into trains going by and you want to be real close, Manhattan Bridge, thank me later.
Wow. Okay.
There you go.
Here is Dane in Connecticut on the fan. Dane, good afternoon. How are you?
Fellas, how we doing today? Friday
good.
Night. How you guys feeling?
Friday.
So excited for Friday. What do you got?
I mean, I want to talk a little Watson to the Jets, all right?
Yeah, of course.
It's exciting for the Jets fans right now. It's exciting times. Everyone should be excited. Yeah. But here's, you know, you guys agree that you guys got to give up a lot of picks.
Yes.
A lot of picks to get.
Yes.
You're not getting them for free. A lot
yes.
of first-round picks.
Yes.
The problem is the Jets would need all 30 picks in the first round to fix their roster right now.
Stop. Listen, I know you're not a Jet fan. I know you want to have your fun, take your shots. You're probably recording this, told your buddies I'm going on with Carton and Roberts. I'm going to be the call of the day. I'm going to bust some chops. I'm going to be all funny. I got all this great stuff planned, and that's the best you could do? Like, I love prank calls. I love setups. I like when you guys try to make a name for yourself and try to be unique. But, Dane, that stunk, man. Like, come to the table with something better.
I don't even think that was a prank call. I think he was just mocking the Jet roster.
He admitted. He said he called his friends. They were recording the call. Right. I'm good with it, man. But come to the table. Be good at it. You know, come with something. You know, work it out with your buddies first. Do a dry run of a phony phone call and see how it goes over with the guys.
And then
after you've perfected it, please bring it to us and mock us and try to get over on us and try to fool us and be awesome. But frankly, sir, that stunk.
I had a friend of mine.
And if you're going to call us out when we stink, we're going to call you out when you stink. That was the worst planted phone call I've ever heard.
I had a friend of mine who wanted to prank WFAN, so he did it. And this is what his prank was. You tell me if you find this acceptable. His name was Steve, and he was calling from Austin, Texas. So the host, I forget who it was, it may have been McMonagle, says, "We got Steve in Austin." "Hey, Steve in Austin." And the guy responds, "What?" "We got Steve in Austin." "What?" "Steve in Austin's there." "What?" You get it?
I got it.
No, do you get it?
I get it.
Do you actually get it?
Yeah.
Explain it.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Do you explain it?
Like,
I don't
funny,
think you got it.
Probably funny to his friends that the host didn't know Stephen Austin, but not funny beyond a couple of his buddies
wait
laughing.
Wait a second, it's fun. Do you understand the joke?
I got the joke.
I don't think you do.
No, I do.
McMonagle, did you get the joke?
Yes.
Everyone listening gets it.
What's the joke?
Nobody thinks it's all that funny.
Explain the joke then.
We all get it.
Explain it. Loogie would know.
Good,
you would not know.
Why would I not know?
Because you can't explain it. Like, I'm asking you, explain what the joke was. You can't do it.
We all know the joke.
We get the joke.
What's the joke?
See? It was hilarious.
We get it.
No, you don't know the joke.
Of course we do.
Humor me. What was the joke?
Hey, Big Mac.
Yeah.
That was funny, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
You know, Stephen
Crazy
Austin.
Times.
Who? Stephen Austin. Who?
No, no.
We get it.
It wasn't who.
Yeah.
It was what?
What?
Yeah, it was what?
It. What? Stephen Austin's there. What?
Yeah.
What?
That's awesome.
What?
That's hilarious.
What?
Yeah,
you don't get that?
Yeah,
you know
we get it. We get it. The crowd said what?
That's almost as funny as like Eddie Murphy Raw. But just under it. Just like it just missed.
Wait, hold on, Rocco.
Yeah.
In fairness, was that funnier than the last guy? What would you put on the Mount Rushmore of funny call in pranks? Would you put the Steve Austin what? Or Jet need to use all their 30 picks to put a roster together?
They're both so bad.
You gotta pick one. Just answer the question.
I guess I'd go with Dane and Connecticut.
No, you wouldn't.
I think I would.
Over the Steve Austin what joke?
What?
Yeah. What?
Now, if you told me you had a guy calling in as Michael Hunt, I would say that might beat all of them. But you didn't do that. You instead went with the Steve Austin what?
What? What? Oh, I think that's great. I'm sorry.
I'm sure that you do.
Why don't you call me up tomorrow on my Saturday show? Give me a Steve Austin one. I'd crack up for an hour.
You and a bunch of 16-year-old pimple-faced kids sitting in their moms' basements right now eating Chef Boyardee ravioli going, "Mom, shut up."
What?
Roman Reigns is on TV. I'm watching it again.
What?
Maybe when are you on tomorrow?
10-1, man.
Maybe
right after you.
Steven Austin. I'll call Steven Austin.
If all of a sudden I go to Steven Austin and I hear,
what?
I would lose my mind. I think it'd be hilarious.
Let me make myself a note.
Maybe you should do it next week, because now I'm thinking about it. Maybe you got to wait a few weeks.
I don't think I'm going to remember in a few weeks.
You're not?
Oh, okay.
No. By the way, you guys did not eat a single dumpling I bought you, which is really, frankly, offensive.
You didn't. You should have told me. I'm off dumplings.
You're off dumplings now?
Off dumplings.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. Here's Andre on the fan. Andre, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up, man?
You got a comment about Hank Aaron because I watched him when I was a teenager, too.
No, you didn't. 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 You didn't.
Why not?
You didn't because you know you didn't. You didn't watch him as a teenager. You may have seen a video or two about him. You never saw him play live. You're going to try to, again, what's going on today? But you didn't. You know you didn't. So why are you lying to us? What?
They used to play the Mets.
Okay. God, Andre, what did you think about Hank Aaron when you saw him play as a teenager? Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that before when they were going together,
yeah.
Willie Mays was the guy. Everybody thought Willie Mays was going to get the record because he was ahead of him. Uh-huh. And then slowly, I was just saying how good he was because he was getting older and then he slowly caught on. And because we were in New York, we knew who Hank Aaron was. But
right.
Most people, it was a big Willie Mays fan back
sure.
then.
Sure. Most people in America had no idea who Hank Aaron was, but we knew because we lived in New York, right? Come on.
Well, I was just saying.
Come on. You can do better than that. Can't you do better than that?
I can.
Go ahead. Do better. Let me hear you do better. That's it? Nothing else.
I wasn't done, but if you're done, that's good for me too, I guess.
Go ahead. I'm not gonna hang up on you. Give me one better.
I was just trying to like glorify the guy. I was just saying as a kid,
yeah.
He had a big influence in my life because he was such a hard player.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Stop.
Okay.
He did not have a big influence on your life. Let's stop. Come on.
You don't think so?
I know he
I'm
didn't.
Freaking home, man.
I know he didn't. He did not have a big, someone else in your life had a big influence. Who was it? It wasn't him.
All right. We thought the name was cool, Hammer and Hank.
Yep.
We just followed him like my brothers. We used to think he was the greatest. We used to watch on him. The way we used to get our sports back then was the back of the sports page, and then we used to have our baseball cards. And that's how we used to keep up on the stats when we were doing a running log to see who was having more home runs. And we knew he was getting close to breaking his record. And as a kid, we knew nothing about the racial thing down there because New Jersey, all we knew is that he was going for the record. So you don't even find out about it.
Where were you when he broke the record?
In New Jersey. I was
where?
Just getting ready to go into David.
You ready to go where?
I live in Mount Olive, New Jersey.
I gotcha. And you remember when he broke the record or no?
Oh, yeah. It was a big thing, man. It was on TV and everything.
It was.
It was a big thing. I'm 63 years old, man. I wasn't watching.
See, that's the part I'm not buying. I'm not buying that you're 70 years old.
I didn't say I'm 70. I said I'm 63, man. I was 17 back then.
That's where I'm having trouble. I'm not buying that you're in your 60s. That's where I'm having trouble with this.
Nah, I'm 63 years old, man. I was in the Navy. I went in the Navy in 1975. I got out in 1980. Man. I'm 63 years old, man.
You sound like you're, no disrespect.
It's a compliment, what you're going to say.
You sound like you're 17 years old, maybe 23 at most.
Nah, I just probably got a young voice, man. I can go to deep voice if you want to, but I talk fast, so I'm trying to...
That's okay. Let me hear the deep voice.
Hey.
Where were you? Hold on. Where were you stationed in the Navy?
I was all over California, San Francisco. I was on USS Arisky. If you want to check the record, see how old I really am.
Okay.
Back when they had Port Alameda, before they closed that base, I was in Long Beach, California. I was in San Diego. I was in the United States Navy 5 years.
Where did you start? Where did you do your basic training at?
Down in Florida.
Where?
1975. What?
Where?
Orlando, Florida.
I don't know. Like, I want to believe you so badly, but my BS meat is going off so much right now that I just, and I don't want to be disrespectful because if you are 60-something years old and you did serve in the Navy, I have such admiration and respect for that. And then I'll review your story as someone I actually do want to hear how Hank Aaron meant something to you and your friends, but I just can't bring myself to believe that you're real.
That's sad, man, because I'm telling you the truth, man. We loved Hank Aaron when I was growing up. Man, we were kids. And I'm telling you, we looked at the back of baseball cards. That's how we got
I understand all that. It's just, God bless you for sounding as young as you sound. I don't buy it.
Well, I lived a good life, man. I'm trying to have the contract for 40 years, man. Come on, man.
I feel you. Like I said, I didn't hang up on you. I'm not being disrespectful. I just don't believe you. That's all.
That's all right, John.
And I want to say, I'm so sorry that I don't believe you, because right now there's a part of me that's like, this is going to be the greatest call of the day. The guy's 60-something years old, Hank Aaron. He sounds young. He served his country for 5 years, blah, 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 blah. But the other side of my head goes, you've been around too long for this call not to be a fake.
Yeah, well, I feel bad because I really respected Hank Aaron, and you made like a mockery of it.
I'm not mocking it at all. I think everyone respects the great Hank Aaron and what he stood for and the things that he got through and all that stuff. And I respect the fact that people of your alleged generation have this connection to Hank Aaron. You just don't sound like a guy that's possibly 60 years old.
I am. You look me up on the internet. But anyway, so yeah. I'm just telling you, I'm trying to give you the real facts when we were done.
Yeah.
We did respect Aaron. We were watching him, and we were rooting for him like crazy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Just like I was rooting for Clyde Frazier and all, he reminds me of, we never thought that he couldn't get a hit. Clyde Frazier was the same way, man. We never thought that he wouldn't get a steal, he wouldn't win. I was there in 1969 yelling at the TV with my brothers in freaking Mount Olive, New Jersey.
I buy you, Andre.
1,000%.
You don't buy that?
I don't know, man.
Look, here's where I'll. Where I don't know. Right. Here's where you're know. Right. Here's where you're right. And I think Andre will understand this if he recorded the phone call. He sounds young. And that's a compliment. Like, he really does sound young. But there's no way he's just calling up pretending all that stuff.
Why?
And when you listen, my answer to your why would be why? Why would you?
Because it'd be fun.
Would it?
Yeah.
It'd be fun to say things about Hank Aaron and Clyde Frazier and where he grew up in New Jersey and where he was stationed. I believe him. I'm on Team Andre, man.
I want to believe him so badly.
He does sound young, though. Like, there's no denying that. He sounds really young.
He didn't talk like a 60-year-old. He didn't. I'm sorry.
So right now, after a five-minute conversation, you do not believe he was 63.
I don't.
Officially, you do not believe.
I want to. I want to get along with everyone.
I don't
Big
know,
Mac,
man.
What do you think? Yay or nay on that? Legit?
I mean, he gave you a bunch of bases and all kinds of different stuff.
I mean,
and I was pretty convincing, I have to admit.
Theoretically, you could say I was I was in San Diego.
I mean, it wasn't that.
Most people, when they're lying, when they get pressed, they'll just say, yeah, I was in Fort. They can't come up with it. They say Robbie Thompson.
I don't think it was a prank because the prank callers generally are terrible. They're bad actors. You could smell it like right away.
And he didn't hang up.
He didn't hang up. He didn't curse. He didn't say something dumb. Like, he was the conviction was really there.
That you know, Loogie just hit on it. I was going to say, the conviction in his voice after 4.5 minutes, he's not saying that if it's not true.
Right. The prank guy only comes with like one thing, and then when you call him on it, you know, and they hang up, him and his 14-year-old friends.
And you would have kind of made him tap out. Like, I think eventually, if it was a prank, 2.5 minutes in, your move would have made him say, all right, I can't get it past Craig. I'm out.
Huh.
He stuck with it. I believe him. He just has a really young-sounding voice. Yeah, and that's why Andre, if anything he should take out of this phone call, is that he was complimented. Who doesn't want to sound young? Like,
think about it, man. It just sounded a lot younger than 63.
You still don't buy it?
No, I don't.
Wow.
Sorry. I want to.
Should I set up a Twitter poll?
No Twitter polls. I want to. I just don't. I'm choosing not to.
All right.
But if he was, my apologies. That's why I was not disrespectful to him.
No.
I just didn't believe him.
You tried to get him to admit it early on by saying, you didn't. No, you didn't.
That's right.
And he was like, dude, I'm 63. What are you talking about?
Listen, he stuck to the story pretty good. I'll say that.
Andre, if you're listening, I believe you.
There you go.
I do. I believe him.
Listen, maybe he was telling the truth. If he was.
You're
no, I'm just saying, like, if he was, I have great admiration for the life he led.
Yeah.
You know? And if he wasn't, I have great admiration for the attempt to lie about the life he led.
Yeah, you're right. Either way, it's a win-win for Andre because either he really did a good job for 4 to 5 minutes under the bright lights.
Yeah.
Or he's just really truthful. So it's kind of a win-win for the guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Frank's in Staten Island first. Frank, what's on your mind today, handsome?
Reggie, I just want to say hello.
Hello. La, la, la. What's up?
Man, Craig, it's been a while. I met you at a pig roast at a Giants-Cardinals game a couple of years back. But this is for Mr. Roberts over there.
Yes.
Hope you're having a good Friday. Your reaction to James Harden was hysterical. I'm a big Knicks fan. But just watching you go crazy over that just really made my day. What do you think about the Nets and their defense? I know I watched the Cavs.
They don't defend enough. They don't defend. Look, I don't want to get nuts about every regular season game. I really don't. But they need to defend better. And I'm not overly concerned about Kyrie and James Harden. Durant's a tremendous defender. I don't think he gets enough credit for it. I think they need to add more size. And I think they're going to miss the rim protection that Jared Allen supplied. So they just got the disabled exemption from the Dinwiddie injury. They'll probably be able to use it on a trade, but more likely a buyout. But they've got to defend at a higher level if they're going to win an NBA championship. It's an obvious statement, but it's true when you ask me about their defense.
Well, and maybe they'll all play together more than once a week, so we'll see how that goes. But this weekend is not about the Brooklyn Nets or the Knicks or the Rangers or Islanders or the Mets or the Yankees, unless, of course, somebody gets Trevor Bauer. It is about football, so why don't we get into it here briefly, and that, of course, is AFC Championship game. Patrick Mahomes is going to play. That, to me, means the Buffalo Bills are not winning this game. I have tons of respect for Josh Allen. I like what the Buffalo Bills do. They're a fun team to watch. They can score with most other offenses in the NFL. But the Kansas City Chiefs, they're just different, man. In my lifetime, other than maybe the greatest show on turf, I have never seen a team that is always, no matter where they are in the field and how much time is left,
oh, they're never out of a game.
A threat to score.
They're never out of a game.
So I just, listen, I think, I know, I'm not expecting a blowout, but I think the Kansas City Chiefs with Mahomes playing, they're just a different thing, man, and they're not going to lose.
I agree with you. It feels like all season long, a lot of people, and I'm certainly one of them, have doubted what the Buffalo Bills have done. Even before the season, I didn't think they'd win the division. They went out and had a 13-win season. They went out and won a game against Indianapolis that wasn't their best, but they dominated in many ways the Baltimore Ravens last weekend. So the Buffalo Bills have had this just incredible run. I'm worried how banged up they are at receiver right now. Okay. Cole Beasley's banged up. Stephon Diggs is banged up. But their defense last week against the Ravens was stupendous. But this is a different animal.
Yeah.
When the Chiefs are rolling offensively, they are unstoppable. I think it'll be a close game. I give the Bills credit for that. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, too. But you said it. And it's not just they're a threat at any moment to score with a big play. When you've got the speed of Tyreek Hill, the power of Travis Kelce, and having Patrick Mahomes, even if they're down two scores, you feel like they're coming back.
I mean, you saw
that
last
was the
year.
Story of them last year.
Yep.
Exactly.
They were down double-digit points, I think, in every playoff game.
Yeah.
It just, look, it's, I've never seen anything like it, and I tell you what, whether you like him or not, and I know what happened on the sideline, you know, ticked a lot of people off with him pushing the coach and all that stuff.
Oh, Tyreek.
And brought back some, you know, some off-the-field stuff. Rightfully so. I mean, that's his reputation. Fine. But that is an unguardable NFL player. And when you're talking about the best players to play football in the world, the greatest athletes in the world, the fact that there's a guy speed-wise, hand-wise, route-wise, that is legitimately unguardable. He is. And they use him in every possible way. It's fun to watch. It really is. Now, I think Kansas City is going to another Super Bowl. I think they are going to be a dynasty as long as they stay healthy. And obviously Mahomes getting hurt in the manner he did this week, you know, makes you start wondering about his durability. But to me, that's a no-brainer. What you hope for, if you're an NFL fan, you hope that the Bills' defense, kind of like what you got last week before Mahomes got hurt, you know, you hope that the Bills' defense is good enough to keep him in it.
See, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think Josh
Allen, they can't win a high-scoring game.
I'm not saying they're going to win a high-scoring game. I'm saying I think that's the way this game is going to unfold.
You agree, though? I don't think anybody beats Kansas City if you're talking, you know, 60, 70 points scored. I really don't.
The Kansas City Chiefs essentially lost one game this year. I mean, let's think, if we're fair about it, I know they lost two games. They really lost one game this season. Yep. The last game of the year, Patrick Mahomes didn't play. They haven't blown teams out, but most of those games where they didn't blow teams out in, they had two score leads
right
late in the game, and it kind of became closer. They're a better team pound for pound than the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
I don't
it.
Think there's any doubt about it. And no. Having Mahomes healthy and on the field, I mean, that was obviously the most important thing. And you've got a head coach like we saw last week who ain't afraid. I mean, that play call was gutty.
Yep. And by the way, the Bills...
That won them the game.
I know the Bills are here. I take nothing away from them. They've not played great football the last couple of weeks.
Well, they did against the Ravens last week defensively.
Offensively, they've not played great. I give them a lot of credit for what they did to Lamar Jackson prior to him, of course, getting hurt. But they've not played great. They really have. Now, maybe a lot of people think, well, now they're going to because they are a very good team. So if you don't play great back-to-back weeks, maybe you put it all together. Who knows? NFC-wise, I really think this game could go either way. I don't know. I know you want to talk about, people want to talk about weather. You want to talk about Green Bay, an advantage of playing there. I don't buy it because you're talking about the GOAT. You're talking about Brady, who's played every type of weather scenario. You're talking about Gronk, who, while he's lost half a step or more, has played in every weather scenario. To me, as great as Aaron Rodgers has been, as great as Devontae Adams is, as great as Jones has played this year, the Green Bay Packers, much like Tampa Bay, you've seen it from both of them this year, at any given Sunday, they can go out there and look like crap. Both teams have. And at the same juncture, you can go out there and both teams are good enough offensively to drop 40 points on the other team. I don't know how anybody in the world handicaps football and what you've seen out of these two teams and can definitively say, I know that this team's going to win.
Look,
I don't know how you do that.
I think one of the beautiful things about the NFL is that you can never say 100% one thing, but the Green Bay Packers are a better team. And I understand what Tampa Bay did to them a couple of months ago. Oh, I completely think they are. First of all, they can run the football incredibly well with three guys.
Yeah.
With Aaron Jones, with Jamal Williams. And they've got a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. I mean, just keep this in mind. He turned the ball over five times this season.
Yep.
Now, Tampa Bay was the team that forced him into, I think it was two interceptions or three interceptions.
Yeah, throw that game out. But okay. I hear you.
He's thrown two interceptions all season long.
Right.
So I think you're talking about a quarterback. Am I talking about their legacies? Am I talking about their careers? Aaron Rodgers right now is a better player than Tom Brady. I mean, it's not really close. They can run the football. He's got big-time targets. They've got a good defense. And Tampa Bay, look, I give them credit for what they did against the Saints last week. And their defense made plays. And that's where they deserve a lot of credit. I don't think they're making those same plays against this offense.
I think it's a complete toss-up.
The Saints offense ain't the Packer offense right now.
I think it's a complete toss-up, though. I don't know how anyone can definitively say this team's going to win, that team's going to win, because you are talking about two of the greats of all time in Rodgers and Brady. There's nothing Green Bay's going to do defensively that Brady hasn't seen. You know that. And I'm actually looking forward to this game more than I am the Kansas City game.
I think
it's going to be a better game.
I am too. Not necessarily because I think it's a better game, but I think the drama of it, the fact that it's Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady, essentially, in an environment that's legendary, makes it just pleasing. Like, it's a storybook kind of game. And the legacy of Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot on the line here because he has not played well in title games.
Listen, they got blown out last year.
I know.
Right? They weren't competitive, really, last year. And it's a championship game at home. So, no more excuses if you're Aaron Rodgers.
And it's been a decade since he got to his one Super Bowl. And he has not played well in championship games. And you're at home. And you're the better quarterback at this point. And I think you're the quarterback of the better team.
By the way, Antonio Brown is out.
Yeah.
That's not a huge, huge thing, but he has played very well lately. But again, that's not a game-deciding type of injury. But he is out. So I'll give you that a little bit. And here we are. We're 3 weeks away from the Super Bowl, right? Well, I guess, 2 weeks away, really. How do you want to... What is that? February 7th. So what's today's date?
It's 2 weeks from Sunday.
So it's 2 weeks from Sunday.
Yeah.
Why did I say 3 weeks away? It feels like it's three weekends away. This weekend, then the following weekend, then Super Bowl weekend.
That's right.
And what's going to be weird about Super Bowl weekend is not going to be weird to anyone but media people.
Oh, yeah, the week leading up. Like, right, you're right.
For the average fan,
they don't care.
They don't give a rat's ass. They just want the game to happen. They don't watch the Pro Bowl. You get a week off with the honey-do list, all that crap. You start thinking baseball, pitches and catches, and then bang, you have the full week, the Hall of Fame, all that stuff. And here we go.
Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
To the media, it's a huge difference because nobody's going to Tampa.
Or wherever the game is. No, in Tampa.
Yeah, no one's going to Tampa.
That's the other aspect we forget about. If Tom Brady wins, we are historically going to have a home team at a Super Bowl.
With no fans.
Well, no, here's what they announced. And I think this is cool. I think it's 30,000 fans.
22,500. Yep.
And 12 of the 22,500.
7,500.
7,500 what?
Our first line, doctors, nurses.
It's like you're reading my mind.
Yeah.
It's like
I like you to be accurate.
Yeah, but you first said that there will be no fans.
There's not going to be 80,000 Tampa fans rooting on the home team.
It took me by surprise that I'm like, oh, let me correct Craig. There are going to be fans there.
Yeah.
And then he's just spouting out the
facts. I know. There's going to be some people that just, not a lot. There's going to be, there's 7,500 frontline COVID health workers who are being given tickets for free.
Right.
There's going to be another 15,000 fans who, through some kind of lottery, are able to buy tickets. Now, normally, the two teams that are in it, their season ticket holders do have a lottery to get X number of tickets to the game. So I'm not sure how they're doing that But 7,500 people. Now, you know full well that, you know, that they're not all going to be first-line people. You know, there's a money-making opportunity for some people there. But the NFL is doing a good job in at least giving those tickets out for free to people throughout the country who have fought COVID.
And we have witnessed now over the last, since sports came back in August, we've seen a lot of games with no fans. We've seen some games with some fans. Some fans make a difference.
Really does.
Is that what Jim Nance said to us? Yes.
Well, and I agree. They had 10,000 people in Kansas City last weekend. He said it sounded like the place was sold out.
But even if it's not loud, because the Super Bowl is generally not a loud place because you don't have diehard fans there. The World Series was at a neutral site. They only had 10,000 fans there. But it made a difference. It just felt bigger. So the idea that there's going to be 22,000, you said?
22,500, yeah.
22,500 at the Super Bowl. That's a great thing. I think it does add something to the experience at home. As a fan that, all right, you know, there's some people there. Yeah. I thought it added something to the Buffalo game like we talked about, the Kansas City game certainly. So even if it's not full, even if it's not what we're used to, obviously the last year it's nothing like we're used to. I do think it's cool that there's going to be that.
No, because it does add an ambiance. It changes everything. Just hearing real people cheering and not being piped in and knowing that it's being piped in. Not that they won't amplify.
Right.
You know, the people that are there. And yeah, you know, it's one of those strange years where could you imagine if Tampa won on Sunday and they were playing a Super Bowl at home? Out of all the years for a team to earn that, their fans aren't going to be there.
Doesn't that seem fair in a way? in a weird way,
now,
it does.
Here's the question.
Yes.
And it's a legitimate question. We're Jet fans. We've hated Tom Brady for a long time.
Yeah.
But we respect greatness. He is the GOAT. I don't think anyone can argue that. And if they want to, we're not taking those calls anyway. It's stupid, stupid conversation. But do you have a rooting interest based on Tom Brady? Forget about, you know, I don't gamble. I can't gamble anymore. So I don't look at it from point spreads
anymore.
I'm
not gambling on these games either,
from the Tom Brady perspective.
Yes.
Would you rather he make it there and lose?
No.
Make it there and win?
No.
Not make it at all?
Not make it at all. It's very easy.
Really?
It's very. Now, I'll ask you this. You know, one thing you've probably learned about me over the last 2 months is I love to write down stupid predictions. Things you say, things I say, little games with my wife. So at the beginning of every sports season, I write down my predictions. Okay? Am I tiring you? You yawning right now?
Go ahead.
Am I putting you to sleep?
Go ahead.
So I wrote down my football predictions at the beginning of the year. They were dreadful.
What were they?
Just every standings, the whole thing. Standings, Super Bowl prediction, playoff teams, top to bottom awful. But my Super Bowl pick was the Kansas City Chiefs against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Nice.
It's the one
thing. I mean, Kansas City's chalk, so I'm not going to applaud you for that.
Craig, I agree.
But not bad.
I agree. It is
not
chalk.
Everybody
I deserve no credit for the Kansas City Chiefs part. And I don't even know how much for Tampa Bay, to be honest. But here's how much I despise Tom Brady. I don't care about being right. Oh, great. I got my prediction right. Cool. I want Tom Brady to go home a loser. Last year, when Logan Ryan took Tom Brady to the house to finish that game off and finish off the Patriots' career of Tom Brady, I got a little joy. Just a little bit. A little bit. So I want to see Aaron Rodgers, who I have no issues with. I got no problem with Aaron Rodgers. He's fine to me. I would love to see Aaron Rodgers throw for 500 yards. I'd love to see Tom Brady throw 4 interceptions. And as much as I agree with you, I like entertaining games, I would love to see Tom Brady walk off the field like a giant loser.
See, and I'd rather that happen in the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because it's a bigger stage.
But then he's in another Super Bowl.
I don't care about that. He loses it. I'd like to see Tom Brady get demolished in the Super Bowl by whether it's Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. I don't care. So I'm with you. We're feeling the same exact thing.
No, we're not at all.
But I'd rather it happen in the Super Bowl.
Craig, Tom Brady has been to 9 Super Bowls.
Yeah, well, let him lose a 10th one.
Okay, he's won 6. He's lost 3. The 2 to the Giants, the 1 to the
Eagles. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Why would you want him to go to a 10th? That's it.
To watch him lose.
But he's going to be a quarterback who went to 10 freaking Super Bowls.
I don't care. I'd rather watch him lose in the Super Bowl.
And we got to hear about it all week. Matt. The entire week.
2 weeks.
Well, it's... Yeah, right, exactly. But nothing but media. And it's just the whole... What does winning with another franchise do to his legacy? Oh. The talk will go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Who needs it?
And then when he loses by 30 in the Super Bowl, awesome.
I don't want to deal with it.
I agree.
Watching Giselle get all upset. My husband cannot catch the ball, too.
Think of all the stories and all the pieces they'll do, and you'll just, it'll be.
Wouldn't you rather, by the way, Tom Brady getting to the Super Bowl embarrasses Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
I agree.
Why wouldn't I want that?
Because it shows Brady's greatness some more. I get it. He's great. Enough. I don't need to see it again. Let Aaron Rodgers go back to a Super Bowl. It's been a long time for this guy.
Anything I could do to make New England and Bill Belichick feel a little uncomfortable pain, I'd rather do.
Listen,
my angst is not against Tom Brady.
Yeah, but
I don't hate Tom Brady, the Buccaneer quarterback. I hate the New England Patriots.
Okay.
So screw him.
I've thought about this. And you actually bring up a compelling point, because I thought about this back in September through October. Wouldn't Brady's success stick it to the Patriots? And I despise the Patriot fans more than Tom Brady. It's a great point. Here's the problem. 10 years from now, when the Patriot fan and you and me are all at a bar, Boston, New York, you know, it's a Red Sox World Series. It's a Knicks Celtics conference final. See what I do for you? I don't want to hear about, he went to 10 Super Bowls. They're going to claim that for their own. When they talk about Brady's legacy, they're going to throw in that extra number. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't think it's worth the squeeze you think it gives you.
I like it.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.